Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. India has a tally of 105 medals, including 28 gold, 36 silver and 41 bronze in Asian Games Hangzhou in China. This is the first time that India has crossed the historic milestone of the 100 medal mark. The 100th medal, a gold, for the country was won by women's kabaddi team. The latest medal was won by men's kabaddi team. They claimed the gold against Iran 33-29. The men's cricket team bagged gold after the final match against Afghanistan was called off due to rain. In wrestling, Deepak Punia claimed silver medal in men's 86 kg freestyle category. India clinched another bronze medal as women's hockey team beat Japan 2-1. The country is currently ranked 4th on the medal tally. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the nation was thrilled as our athletes have surpassed the milestone of 100 medals in the Asian Games. The Prime Minister will host and interact with the Asian Games contingent once they arrive back home on the 10th of October. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held an important meeting to review the announcement made in his Red Fort speech this year in Delhi. In his Independence Day speech, Modi had mentioned ensuring affordable credit for poor and middle-class housing. In line with this announcement, he reviewed the preparations to implement this announcement. In his speech, Prime Minister had mentioned ensuring solar power for households. He also reviewed preparations to execute this scheme. The 52nd GST Council meeting was held in New Delhi today under the chairmanship of Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Briefing media after the conclusion of the meeting, Sitharaman said several important decisions were taken relating to GST Appellate Tribunal, GST on millets and molasses. She said GST Council has taken decision to reduce GST on molasses from 28% to 5%, which will benefit sugarcane farmers. The finance minister also informed that flour containing 70% millets will attract 0% GST if sold in a pre-packaged form. She added that if the same is sold in a packaged and labeled form, it will attract 5% GST. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah said left-wing extremism, LWE, will be totally eliminated from the country in 2 years. He chaired a review meeting on left-wing extremism in New Delhi yesterday. While calling for resolve to uproot LWE in all its forms, Shah said that Naxalism is a curse to humanity. He said the year 2022 witnessed the lowest number of incidents of violence and deaths in Naxal-hit areas in the last 4 decades. He added that success has been achieved in curbing left-wing extremism in the last few years, and this fight has now reached a decisive phase. Indigenous Faith and Cultural Society of Arunachal Pradesh President Katung Wage has called for protection and revitalization of local languages, intergenerational transmission of indigenous knowledge systems, and preservation of culture and traditions. He said spoken languages are getting endangered in fast pace, and the hardest hit are the indigenous languages, owing partly to in absence of scripts and partly because younger generations are no longer speaking their mother tongue, both at home and in public domain. It is imperative that saving the language is crucial to ensure protection of cultural identity, dignity of indigenous people, and safeguard their traditional values and heritages, said Wage while interacting with people during his recent violin tour to Siang Belt. Citing inconsistencies in the investigation of purported SEPA sex racket involving minor school-going girls, the Arunachal Pradesh Women's Welfare Society, APWWS, demanded a thorough re-investigation by a woman police officer under the supervision of a senior officer. The APWWS said that FIR was lodged on 29th August and the suspects were arrested, only to be released on bail due to inconsistencies in the investigation process, which was reflected in the bail order of the alleged accused by the special POXO judge. Quote, "It is imperative that proper arrests are made following a meticulous inquiry," unquote, said the Apex Women's Body, a delegation of which led by its president, Kaninada Maling met DGP Anand Mohan on Friday and submitted a representation to him. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.